The sound of two bells filled the air around Ground Zero in New York City today. One bell tolled for the known victims of the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center. The other for those whose remains were never identified. They rang out 2,749 times. Thousands of people walked by. Some stopped to leave photos of friends and family members who were killed 4 years ago today. At the Pentagon, a few thousand gathered to remember those who died in the September 11th attack on that building. Participants in the America Supports You Freedom Walk, organized by the Defense Department, wore matching T-shirts and walked from the Pentagon across the Potomac River to the National Mall. Many marchers were U.S. government employees, and they heard from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
I want to thank all of you for being here. I want to thank you for your wonderful support of the men and women in uniform, what they do for our country, the noble work they're performing. Everyone a volunteer. God bless them all across the world.
The walk was calm and peaceful. The Pentagon said between 15 and 20,000 people pre-registered for the event, though fewer appeared to walk the route. U.S. Park Police carefully controlled access in order, they said, to protect Secretary Rumsfeld and other officials who participated. But police did set up a place where the public could see the free concert at the end of the route, given by country music star Clint Black.
It is important to me and all of us to send a message out to those troops listening on military bases in 177 countries around the world, and we know who the good guys are, and they are it.
A couple of demonstrators did protest the event. In recent weeks, as the Freedom Walk gained more attention, it also grew controversial. Some anti-war groups were angered by the mingling of what they see as two issues, the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the war in Iraq. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Pentagon insists there was nothing political about the Freedom Walk, and it defends its decision to restrict access to people who registered with the Pentagon by Friday afternoon. Allison Barber, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, says the pre-registration was necessary to ensure the event went smoothly.
When you do a walk in Washington, D.C., you have to make sure that you have the roads closed for the right amount of time, you have the right amount of first aid stations set up, the amount of porta potties set up, the right amount of T-shirts, the right amount of bottles of water. And the only way we can make sure we know that is if we know how many people are coming to the walk.
Some 9/11 family members did participate today, but others have complained forcefully that they felt they were being used. Andrew Rice of Oklahoma City lost his brother David on 9/11 in the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Rice says the Pentagon is capitalizing on his grief.
I don't think it's an accident that they're having essentially a military march on what should be a day of mourning. But to have such a focus on the military and to conflate really the war with Iraq as part of what's come out of 9/11 as a justifiable result of 9/11, I think is inappropriate and desperate, from my opinion, on their part.
But Pentagon spokeswoman Allison Barber says it is appropriate to expand the commemoration.
You know, it's important for people to realize that we have military members serving in 177 countries today. And we appreciate the fact that they're defending our freedom. They're volunteering to serve this country. And so the Freedom Walk is for both groups. It's for our victims of 9/11 and their families, tribute to them, and then honoring our veterans past and present.
Despite the criticism, the Pentagon is planning to make the Freedom Walk an annual event. Spokeswoman Barber says next year the Defense Department is hoping to hold local Freedom Walks in all 50 states, as well as the District of Columbia. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington.